Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 28, found in Grade 6, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 28 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee, consisting of education professionals, and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 19 of the Grade 6 Scoring Guide, and we will go over Question 28. In this question, the student is asked to determine what percent of roses Jenny gave away if she picked 25 roses and gave 10 away. Please note that a Show Your Workspace is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response shows 10 over 25, which equals 2/5, which equals 0.40 or 4/10, which leads to the correct answer of 40%. Any other valid process to arrive at that answer would also be accepted. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them up in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 21. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this complete and correct response, the student has shown the correct procedure and has provided the correct answer of 40%. Next is the second guide paper, which is another score point 2. This paper is also complete and correct. It demonstrates a sound procedure and includes the correct answer. Now let's move on to the third guide paper, the first score point 1. This response is only partially correct. A sound mathematical procedure for finding the percent of roses that were given away is provided, but the final bridging step showing how the student arrived at the answer, 40%, is missing. Instead of multiplying by 4 over 4, the student has multiplied by 4. According to Scoring Policy 14, which we discussed in the introduction, the bridging step is necessary for the response to be considered complete. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is also a score point 1. In this response, the procedure is sound. However, a division error, dividing 100 by 25, results in an incorrect answer of 4% instead of 40%. The fifth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. The work shown and the answer provided are both incorrect and receive no credit. Please take a moment to review these five papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are five practice set papers for question 28, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the five practice set papers for question 28. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 11. In this response, the work shown is in proper sequence and the correct answer is provided. This complete and correct response earns a score point 2. In practice set 12, we find a partially correct response. Although a sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated and a correct answer is provided, a notation error of x instead of the equal sign in the proportion indicates the student does not have a complete understanding of the task. Therefore, this response only receives a score point 1. Next, we have practice set 13. This paper is also only partially correct. Although the correct work is shown, a division error results in an incorrect answer of 4% instead of 40%. This response receives a score point 1. Let's move on to practice set 14. In this response, the student has provided the correct answer, but the work shown is not sufficient. A correct equation is provided, but not solved. Therefore, this response only receives a score point 1. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 15. An incorrect setup in the work shown leads to an incorrect answer of 25%, so this response receives a score point 0. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.